What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, up in Portland, they had Oregon. They had a bit of a kerfuffle where there was a pro-Trump demonstration, and they encountered an opposing group associated with another rally nearby, mostly of Antifa. And neither rally was directly related to the immigration policy, which drew peaceful protests elsewhere across Portland and across the country on Saturday. But apparently, somebody on the Antifa side had managed to get hold of a flashbang grenade. That's not something that you can go down to the local store and buy. And they hurled it into the pro-Trump group, and they four people had to be sent to the hospital. So we're seeing a lot of this violence is continuing to escalate. A lot of people are still criticizing Maxine Waters for inciting that violence. Judicial Watch is demanding an ethics investigation for Maxine Waters. Over the weekend, apparently Maxine Waters was getting threats to the point where she had to cancel an event. So little taste of her own medicine there. All right, let's take another phone call. Bob, behind enemy lines, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, brother. How are you?
Doing okay.
Oh, good. Hey, actually, this is a really good pointed time for me to interject on this with my phone call. It's almost, I don't know, divinely inspired. I know only your wife would agree with that, but you're talking about this big protest that was happening up in Portland. Did you hear about what happened on late Friday night outside of one of the campus bars?
No, I did not.
Okay, there was a Portland State University officer-involved shooting, and they shot and killed a licensed concealed carry Navy veteran who was trying to break up a fight outside of a bar. He got kind of pushed over, his gun fell out of his holster, and when he reached to pick it up to make sure nobody else could use it to commit a crime, the police officers shot him in the back multiple times. And it's just a great example of what's going on in our country right now. I mean, I really do hope sensible heads prevail. And I'm sorry, I'm losing my voice a little bit today. I hope you forgive me for that. But I'm just, you know, being a staunch Republican and a Christian and somebody who really believes in the Constitution, not to mention I served in the Navy myself, so this really hit me personally. And, you know, being a veteran myself, having taken the oath to uphold the Constitution against all foreign enemies and domestic enemies, it's getting to the point where I'm starting to wonder if maybe the police force in our country, in some respect, is starting to become an enemy of the people. And that's, I have to be reserved in explaining to you that I have got family members who are police officers, and they do their job. They do it correctly. They also have a lot to say about their coworkers who are not doing their jobs correctly. They're turning human misery into revenue generation.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. Claire and I are very lucky here in Oahu. This Israelification of the police has not reached out here yet. And the police out here are very nice. And
there's zero chance.
It's a cancer. It's a cancer. It'll get there.
Well, we've had one unfortunate incident, and this happened, I think, about 2 years ago. We have very strict laws regarding marine mammals. And if you're going to come on out here and visit, it's one of the things you need to be aware of. You're not allowed to approach and touch a marine mammal. The fines are just astronomical. Now, if you're swimming and they come up to you, that's a different story. But the state literally does have people watching the beaches and watching the oceans to make sure that the mammals are not being harassed. So anyway, on Waikiki Beach, and this was about 2 years ago, there was a dolphin who had been injured and was just lying on the beach and wasn't going to make it. and one of our traditional indigenous Hawaiians knelt next to it to pray for it. And there was this police officer who came on up and said, back away from the mammal, back away from the mammal. And apparently this indigenous Hawaiian didn't move fast enough because the cop shot him. But that's the only
sign of the time.
Ugly incident we've had here in Hawaii. And like I said, we've got a neighbor who's HPD, who's just a wonderful person. And we're very lucky.
Like I said, I've got family on the force. Most of them are good people. Like I said, I've got family on the force. Most of them are good people. Hey, if I don't mind changing the subject just a minute, I hope you don't either. I need to ask you as a follow-up to something that I called in about, I guess about a week ago. I gave you a possible video platform replacement for YouTube when you and Claire were on Friday before last. Did you look into Real Video?
Yeah, I'm looking into it. I mean, that's the one that Natural News has started. And I am going to be looking at moving all of my videos from YouTube over to Real Video. I need to see if they have a streaming service. I really haven't had the time to get into it yet. But if they have a streaming service, I'm definitely going to.
Have a live streaming service. Do I get the opportunity to actually pat myself on the back that I led you towards that?
Well, don't dislocate your shoulder, but go ahead.
I'm trying my best to be a Rivero Ranger here, and really your best interest is in my mind because you're keeping my mind well informed.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to get to that Real Video. I did some work here in the office over the weekend. Those of you on the camera can see it's a lot neater and nicer over here. But I am going to look at that because I do need I get all kinds of complaints about noise on the YouTube feed, and I do need to look at fixing that.
Well, I'm glad I was able to help. Look, when you clean up the studio, just do me one favor and put that gecko back up on the wall. I miss that little guy.
Well, that's up to the gecko. It's not like I've got him trained or anything like that. They do show up every once in a while. It's now little gecko season. So we have to be very careful when we walk around that we don't accidentally step on what we call micro gecks.
Oh, boy. You know, I never even thought of that part. I'm sitting out here in California, like I said, surrounded by the liberal stink. We don't have any geckos here. I'm kind of almost jealous. Hey, anyway, I'm going to get out of your hair today. I'm really glad that I was able to give you some good info on the real.video. And just in case I don't call in, maybe you can spit a blurb in one of your shows here. I listen to them all the time. So if you just spit out something telling me how well it worked out, I'd like to know. I'd like to at least know what I suggested is going to do something useful for you.
I will look at it probably on the coming weekend. Claire and I, our lives are just starting to kind of get back to normal after what we went through, first of all, with her injury, and second, with the Honda being stolen and stripped. And it got kind of crazy, and that's why we took these 3-day weekend off, which wasn't enough, by the way.
They didn't mean to do this. No, the Russian friends, they didn't mean to do this. They were drunk on the beach. They didn't mean...
That's
it was
right.
No
Vladimir Putin is the car.
Well, actually, I understand pretty fluent Russian, but it doesn't mean I'm a Russian bot. It also doesn't mean I'm a co-conspirator to, you know, help Trump get into office and, you know, sodomize Hillary Clinton out of her position of power. Oh, man, I'm telling you, the cultural aspect of today's society is actually quite lacking. I really hope sensible heads prevail. Hey, I'm going to get off the phone. I'll go ahead and listen to the rest of your show. You have a great day, brother.
Spasiba.
Spasiba.
All right. We're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, a couple of things. One is... Trump wants to succeed. I believe his problems now are both he's misinformed and in a lot of ways he just doesn't have the courage. He doesn't have the courage, first of all, to take on a deep state. What he should do, I think I told you that before, is he should get a bunch of military troops, Army, Marines, whatever, let's say a battalion, raid the FBI, CIA, Justice Department, the IRS, seize all their records and computers, and then get good investigators and people who understand computers also and things, and go through it with a fine-tooth comb and then start arresting some of these traitors once and for all. He needs to fire Rosenstein, for one. He can fire him right away. I believe he should also fire Mueller. And I'm not sure about Sessions.
I think he needs to fire Sessions. Sessions is just another cover-up artist in a row. And Trump really needs to start thinking about pulling in some people from outside the Beltway for some of these key top positions.
He should have used Dave Clark, for one thing, the director of the FBI. I personally believe the FBI should be dismantled. But in the meantime, a guy like Sheriff Clark, who's a constitutional peace officer, a constitutional sheriff, would have been excellent for the job. The other thing is he also needs to get these Zionists away from him, okay? This Kushner, yes, is nothing but bad news. They're going to cause problems. They're causing problems with foreign policy. Bolton is nothing but a shill for them. I don't know what he's done with, you know, I don't know how well he set up this meeting with Putin. I trust him as far as I'm concerned. Well, I'm sure Putin understands that, too, about Bolton. He's got to get rid of these people, and he's got to stop. Get our troops out of all these places. I know he wants to get us out of these places, in the Middle East, in Europe, wherever else we are. Bring them home and start cutting that defense budget. It's not a defense budget. It's a police the world budget. Then we can have some of the things we, you know, would. I think, personally, I'm not a socialist or anything like that, but I think national health care system, if it's done right and funded properly, would be excellent. I think it's a good idea. Peter Lavelle was on, I don't know if you know who Lionel is. He's on YouTube.
Yes.
One time he was a radio talk show. Peter Lavelle from Crosstalk goes on there quite a bit. And he recently was on it a few days ago on Lionel's show. And Lavelle was describing the Russian healthcare system. Excellent. Excellent. Read everybody. And it's excellent care. He had cataracts removed. No cost except $2 to buy eye drops. Lavelle. He had his teeth. He had a bunch of teeth replaced. No charge. It's included in the taxes, and they only pay like 15% income tax. And it's certainly not a communist or even a socialist country anymore. So, you know, things like that. But they only pay 70. I don't know how they have such an excellent military when they only pay $70 billion a year on the military. But somehow they seem to do it. Okay, and excellent weapons and everything else.
Well, our military-industrial complex is a racket, just like Eisenhower warned us it would be.
Yeah, but how much of a racket could it be? I mean, over $1 trillion. Then again, Russia's not in wars all over the world either. So, you know,
true.
They've learned that. They learned a lesson from the Soviet Union, from Afghanistan and places like that. They don't want to dominate all these places. People think, and then I heard some idiot, I think his name is Ron Johnson, senator from Wisconsin the other day, he was saying, well, you know, we should try to get along better with Russia, but Russia is such an aggressive nation all over the world. They're pushing their aggression all over the world and stuff. I said, I was yelling at the radio. I said, you dummy. I was driving to Charlotte that, between music and listening to radio, you know, listening to news and stuff like that. I said, you dumb, you know what? I mean, do you really believe what you're saying? I mean, if Putin wanted to, he could have taken a whole Ukraine probably in 24 or 48 hours. He didn't take Crimea. Crimea wanted to become part of Russia. He didn't even take the Eastern Ukraine. I think he should have done, personally. My own opinion, I was Putin at that time. East would have been part of Russia. But, you know, he tries to be as moderate as possible. You know, he's as restrained as possible. And
yes,
this clown says it. So, I mean, this is what Trump's got to understand. He's got to get rid of these neocons. He's got to get rid of these globalists, and he's got to crack down on the defense, not only defense, more important, the intelligence establishment. He's got to crack down. That FBI's got to go. There's no reason to have this thing. He certainly should defang them, detooth them, the same thing with the CIA. These people are more and more arrogant. They're dangerous. They're unconstitutional. There's nothing in the Constitution calling for all these federal police agencies. Just the opposite. That's what Trump's got to understand. And then he'll be successful. Otherwise, they'll bring him down. They will bring him down.
Yeah.
He keeps it up. He keeps letting them get away with what they're getting away with. They'll either get us locked, you know, engaged in some kind of a war somewhere, maybe with Iran, or they'll just sabotage him some other way. Maybe bring the economy down purposely, which I suspect they're trying to do already.
I disagree on that one. I think their problem is they can't hold it together.
You think so? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because the economy seems to be going pretty good now. If you look at the some of these economic shows and stuff like that, I can't really say. You know, I don't know whether jobs are better paying today or more jobs available or what. They say there are. So you probably know that better than me. But,
yes.
But I do think whatever good he's doing in the economy, I think they'd like to, I personally think the deep state wants to bring it down. They want this guy out. They hate populism. They're trying to, they're scared to death of what's going on in Europe. That's another thing, too.
Yeah.
U.S. and Russia would cooperate. First of all, you would take criminals like Erdogan and Netanyahu, and they would put them in line. They would say, look, you're not going to be doing this stuff, you know. You're going to, you know, they set parameters for what these guys would do. And they'd listen because the two superpowers get together and tell them, hey, enough is enough. They would also, Europe's talking about starting their own army, forcing countries that don't want to go along with their program of, you know, flooding their countries with so-called refugees. They would be talking about using force with a European army. Again, if Trump and Putin acted together and said and laid down a law, they wouldn't even think of doing something like that. And the good thing is, Russia is not a globalist country. They're not for globalism. They're a very nationalistic, patriotic nation today. And Putin Putin and Trump do have a lot of things in common. The problem is, Putin has got control of his intelligence and military and all that, military industrial, but Trump doesn't. That's the problem, in a nutshell. Other than that,
the other thing that Trump and Putin are probably going to talk about is, of course, Syria. And if they make a deal there, the military-industrial complex is going to be very unhappy with that as well. It's another missed sales opportunity. Say again?
I'm saying they're already starting trouble with the Korean deal. They're already a military-industrial complex or whatever is trying to, you know, sabotage that.
Yes.
So you're right. And the Iran deal, that's a disgrace. It's also costing us at the gas pumps, making gas more expensive.
Yes.
There was no reason for that. Iran is no threat to us. And again, it's design. He's listening to these Zionists. He's including his dumb son-in-law. And he's listening to a guy like Sheldon Adelson, who I believe, it's up to me. These billionaires would have a lot of their wealth confiscated. I'd have a tax system would tax not only their income, but their wealth. So they wouldn't be so rich, and they wouldn't have so much power. The problem is, you get these billionaires with all this money, and then they have power. Then it gives them power and influence, and they eat everything up around them. I call it predatory capitalism. Some people say crony capitalism. I call it a predatory form of capitalism. It's as bad as communism, really. It's the extreme. It's the extreme of one side of the capitalist extreme as opposed to the socialist extreme, which is communism. That's basically where we're going with this kind of stuff. When you have these oligarchs with that kind of, you know, with that kind of power, like a bum like Adelson, you know, it's got to stop.
Or George Soros.
Yeah. Soros, oh, of course. How can I forget Soros? But most of these guys, both on the left and the right and in between. They want it their way the highway. And then they buy off these politicians and they have their way. So, you know, Trump better do something.
Anyway, Mark, I'm going to have to let you go. We got another commercial break here. We got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Extendivite, A seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, and a much belated shout-out to our on-air affiliates who have rejoined our network here. We're going to go back to the phones. Mo in Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. I haven't called in for a while. I just hope you don't mind if I shift a little bit to the economy. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, I know it's not new news, but it just sometimes the little things just grab you. I've got, you know, three bank accounts and a brokerage account. Not much left in them anymore these days, but I had my wife make a deposit of about $300 to Wells Fargo a couple weeks ago. And they wouldn't take the cash deposit. I just couldn't believe it. And the reason they gave was, well, because it could be drug money. Can you believe
that?
$300?
That's just, I wouldn't do business with a bank that won't do business in cash.
Well, they're all doing it now. I've got PNC, I've got them, I've, you know, Wells Fargo, I've got... another bank, and they're all, in other words, if I deposit it myself, because it counts in my name, it's fine. But my wife can't deposit $300 cash into my account, because it could be drug money. You know, they're worried about this cash thing, and a run on the banks, right?
Well, I know that that's the ultimate goal of the cashless society, is to protect the banks from their depositors in the event of an economic downturn.
Yeah, can you imagine? They're not going to take a $300 deposit because it could be drug money. I mean, that's the exit. They said, well, we just have rules, sir. I mean, this is somebody. I can't deposit $300 in your account. I want to give it to Mike Rivero. I want to put it in your account. I can't do it. You know, because I'm not the account holder. Are you kidding me? Cash, government money. This is so in your face. You know, sometimes things are so silly and obvious that it just goes by everybody. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's utterly absurd. First of all, they're basing a decision on something that might be, you know, now if they had some kind of a scanner and scan the cash and it tested positive, that might be another issue. Of course, in our current druggy society, most random bills have traces of drugs on them right now. But the idea that they're going to say, we're not going to let you make a deposit to the account because it might be drug money, I mean, that's returned to Code Napoleon. You're presumed guilty until you can prove that you're innocent.
Yeah, I can't deposit 10 $1 bills in your account, in a Wells Fargo account, Chase, Manhattan, everything else. I can't deposit 10 $1 bills in my name into your account, cash, because I'm not the account holder. They're just, you know, Mike, they're just trying to, they're really worried about a run on the banks and cash. They're trying to get rid of cash and take us to a cashless society. That's why I see it. Anyways, I won't take up any more of your time. I love the show, and you do have the smartest viewers. I'm not counting me, but everybody else. Thanks.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open right now. I mean, that is really getting very heavy-handed. And again, my problem with the cashless society is the potential for surveillance, obviously. Not the government's business. If I stop on the way home from work and get a jelly donut, I don't want them to know. I'm a very private guy. Then we keep hearing about all these cyber criminals that are out there breaking into bank accounts and stealing money. A lot of people can be justified in wanting to keep some of it at home where it's going to be safer. And again, and I have witnessed this myself several times in recent months, these systems will shut down. Claire and I went through the Wendy's near her church about a month ago. Big sign up front, cash only. Machines are down. I've seen it happen twice at the local Safeway. I don't want to be dependent on these electronic systems because they are becoming unreliable. Now, this is the part of the show where we talk about the economic news, and the tariff wars are escalating. Europe is now threatening the United States with new tariffs worth $300 billion, with a B, as this trade war continues to escalate. Now, one of the things we've been talking about on the show is the student loan problem, where students are being lured into college with promises of high-paying jobs. Support for students in college has dried up. Nowhere near as many scholarships available, and the costs of college have soared way out of proportion with the rate of inflation. It's very expensive to go to college, and so they have to get these student loans. Now, we're going to take another break here for commercials, and when we come on back, some new realities regarding this college issue.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about the student loan problem. And the problem is that these kids are coming out of college. They have college degrees. The jobs are not there. A lot of people with college degrees are working in occupations that have nothing to do with their college degree. And the colleges are churning them out like assembly line to the point where there's actually a glut. And as a result, college graduates are not doing all that well between the student loan and the unavailability of jobs for which they're really qualified that would be high paying. But there's a new phenomenon. So many people are going to college and getting college degrees. There is now a shortage of what would be called the vocational working class, people who know how to fix engines, lay pipes, do electrical wiring. And oddly enough, they're starting to make more money than college graduates because they're in demand. And they don't have the student loans to be paying off. So they're actually coming out in a better situation. All right, let's take some phone calls. Chris in Las Vegas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
To my
Chris,
answer,
are you there? Oh, there
I
you are.
I am here. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for having me. You had just mentioned about the contamination of the information pool related to some of the other things you were just speaking of, and I've run across the same thing. It appears that some of the fallout from the Obama administration, and who knows, maybe before, has resultantly placed me on the terrorist watch list without any foundation or basis whatsoever. And it was very disturbing when I discovered it, although I had suspected it about a year ago whenever I saw some very anomalous and curious behavior from a clerk at the Metropolitan Police Department records section here in Las Vegas, acting very strangely and drawing her finger slowly across the bottom of the screen to point out to her overseer or watcher or trainer to her attention of something anomalous. And I got a chance to see it from the back seat of a police car while I was handcuffed on the 8th of June. And what it said was, in great big red letters, I'm talking an inch to an inch and a quarter tall and about that quarter of an inch thick, HOT, HOT, 10, number, TW, Terror Watch, 8. And I've sort of extrapolated from what I've seen written in a lot of the different pleadings and informations and so-called beliefs that they put out, that apparently the 10 must be relating to me being a violent, presumed threat to law enforcement, or maybe to officials, allegedly. And the 8 appears to have some suggestion that I might be suicidal. However, I'm going to assure you I am not a suicidal individual. Somebody else is trying to invent this, perhaps to give the pretext to, I would call it, Mossadicide me and claim that I committed suicide when I have no intentions of doing any preposterous thing whatsoever, because I have a higher duty to somebody else in the creation than mere men here on Earth and don't have the ability to take myself off. So these databases of the NCIC and even international databases are likely rife and irrefutably polluted with unauthenticated information that has not been properly vetted by fair, neutral, independent, but are being put in there maliciously to color an individual with a shade of criminality when there's no fact pattern basis whatsoever to support any such nonsense.
Well, it's no secret that the terror watch list, 90% of the people on it shouldn't be on it. But, you know, it's funded. There's money flowing. And in order to keep the money flowing, they keep putting people on there. And it's just a matter of, you know, looking like you're busy saving the world from terrorism. And as I understand it, sadly, there is no mechanism to remove yourself from the terror watch list once you're on it. There should be.
Yes, there should. In fact, the FOIA request, apparently the agencies do not have to honor an individual request to inquire into the reasons why they may have inextricably found them listed as such a terrorist on these databases. Although, if you can relate yourself to a news agency or something, then you may be able to look at First Amendment violations and freedom of speech and free press, and based upon that agency that you may work with, even as a casual, sometimes submitter of story content, you might bring a case under their auspices and be able to project a FOIA request, Freedom of Information Act, through the Department of Justice or maybe the FBI in some cases. I've found a very close association here to the so-called Southern Nevada Joint Terrorism Task Force, which is an assimilation of federal and state powers, which is a very dangerous concept in violation of the Pinkerton Act and the Brown Act, if those do a little due diligence, investigate those, bringing the federal nose underneath the state sovereignty tents to bring in their federal agents to work with locals is a very, very dangerous concept to freedom and liberty, in my estimation.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree. And some of the stories I've heard, people get put on that terrorist watch list just because they annoyed some TSA worker at the airport. There are no controls. It's just anybody gets a feeling, you go on that watch list.
Well, I'm definitely there. One other thing I thought I'd address, you mentioned you don't have a lot of corruption in Hawaii. Well, I've observed it here in Las Vegas, too. Generally, what happens whenever you have a criminal case against government actions or agency actors that work under the scope of government authority, They generally put it under seal instantaneously or claim national security to hide the criminality from the people that are in the local areas. But I happen to know of a case over on Honolulu in particular. It was on the Honolulu News. I think your station is HNL 13, or I forget what the number is that follows it. But there's a case there called Puana, P-U-A-N-A, versus Kealoha. I'm not real good on that spelling, Kealoha, but that was Louis Kealoha, the former chief of the Hawaii PD, and his wife, Catherine Kealoha, who was the deputy district attorney there, violating the separation of powers doctrine by assimilating the executive with the judiciary, and so, or with the enforcement division. And, of course, this is very dangerous, and this is exactly the same thing I've run over here in Las Vegas, where Steve Wolfson, the chief district attorney, was, of course, married to his wife, Jackie Wolfson Glass, of the Wolfson and Glass Law Firm, who was serving as a specialty competency court so-called judge in their mental health program ruse, where I was violently attacked by one of their special agents they brought in for having the audacity of articulating a Supreme Court decision with extreme specificity in their court, and violently attacked by six thugs and spirited away to do 30 days in a Class 3 prize zone, which is called a mental health care facility up in Sparks, Nevada. And, of course, 30 days later, I was let out because they deemed me to be very competent and knew it was a political ruse, basically, to send me up there to get me out of their hair 400 miles away so I couldn't defend myself.
Well, it is a corrupt system, and I didn't say that we don't have corruption here in Hawaii. We have, unfortunately, probably as much as any place else. What I was saying to that other caller is we don't have the problem with the out-of-control violent police that you have on the mainland. But definitely there's a lot of corruption. We were talking about that light rail system and how a huge amount of money has vanished into it. And there's a big fight going on now over an audit. And there are these grassroots groups that are out there saying this is public money. We have a right to know where it's going. And HART, which is the organization that is supervising the project, is fighting tooth and nail not to allow the audit. So something's going on over there. And, you know, Hawaii's kind of interesting, especially Oahu, because it's a combination of big city corruption and small town mindset. It can get a little awkward at times.
This is one of the uncommon aspects that very few people observe clearly. I know you're sharp, so you probably noticed it. But usually what we find, these are public funds, but they're going for private purposes. And usually these private corporations that run the government try to give the illusion that it's for the public benefit, when really it's precisely benefiting special private interest, usually with somebody in their own family, if not their own direct private interest, is what I've found.
Well, it could be, but it's very obvious right now to a lot of us here on Oahu that the light rail project has been badly, badly, badly mismanaged. They've had to go back and redo things that weren't well thought out at the beginning. They're having to completely replace all of the existing rail cars because the frames are cracking, just all kinds of stuff like that. They're having to redo the supports for the stations because the contracts for the supports for the station were let out before the plans for the stations were completed. And they just took a guess on how much this was all going to weigh. And, of course, the final design for the station weighs a lot more. So they're having to go back and fix those again. It's just clearly mismanaged from beginning to end. And there are people in this island who are saying they don't think it's ever actually going to be finished. They don't think it's ever actually going to run. Even if it does run, that it'll have to be publicly subsidized.
That sort of harkens back to the beginnings of the country when they had the Union Pacific Railroad that started out supposedly as a government-funded railroad project, went bankrupt, and then it was funded and purchased for cents on the dollar by private interest of large wallets. And we've been suffering from that very ever since. And now they want to talk about the bullet or speed train. I think it'll be another government boondoggle, and we'll all suffer the consequences of having our money spent for it to enrich private interest. Thank you so much, Michael. I'll let myself go. Have a beautiful afternoon. Aloha.
Aloha, Nui Nui. And we're going to switch over to Fred in Arkansas. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I have a suggestion for you to generate revenue. And that is, I think you need a petition wall where people could start a petition at Republic Broadcasting at your website for like a $50 donation. Then what I think is people could either sign the petition, or if they liked it a whole lot, they could donate money towards the petition. And then when the donations got up to, say, like $200 or $250, you could print out the petition and put it in an envelope with a stamp and mail it to somebody important. Now, that would give you, the broadcaster, you could talk maybe 10 or 15 minutes an hour about the petitions on the petition board and ask people to call in and say, what do you think about this petition? What do you think about that petition? And you might, this might be just, you know, what I'm saying is sort of like a GoFundMe, but it's a GoFundMe for a bunch of people who want to express right-wing political opinions. And you're the right location for that. I have no idea I can't program. I don't know HTML, but there's got to be somebody on your team who could convert your web pages to petition pages, and maybe the money would roll in then. What do you think?
Well, sounds like an interesting idea. Of course, this is going to be up to John Steadmiller if he wants to try this. And what you're suggesting isn't that difficult to do. It's basically a form or forms. And I imagine it would be a separate page, a subpage for RBN. But it's an interesting idea, and I hope Mike was taking note of it. And we'll share that with John Steadmiller.
Okay, now wait, let me say one more thing. I went to a petition site where I was fooled, and I spent the time writing a petition that I wanted to free Puerto Rico and make Puerto Rico a separate country. Well, I didn't read the fine print. It turns out to get your petition up on the page, you have to start off with 75 signatures, and I don't know 75 anybody's. So in other words, you have no competition, Michael. You see what I'm saying? There's nothing out there that works like this. And if you go, there are petition websites, but they have this loophole where you have to start out with 75 colleagues who will sign for you. Whereas if you did this and you said, okay, send us $50 and we'll let you set up a petition, and then you take more donations, nobody else is doing that. So you might have a real big scoop on all the talk shows in the United States. You know what I'm saying? It could go, and it's not going to cost you anything to try it.
Well, like I said, it sounds like an interesting idea, and hopefully Mike was taking notes here to share with John Steadmiller, okay?
Okay, thank you, sir. I'll get off.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are now open. Getting on back to the economic news. Article coming out over here from Goldcorp. As the currency reset begins, get gold as it is where the whole world is heading. And it's basically saying the same thing that I've been talking about for quite some time. When you have a debt-based currency, there's no limit on debt creation. And the way private central banking is set up, the debt grows and grows faster than the available money supply. And sooner or later, it all starts coming apart. You get into Zimbabwe-style inflation or Venezuelan-style inflation. It's really out of control down there. Now, politicians love the current system because they can buy votes from the citizens. Central bankers love the system because of the power and prestige it brings them. Citizens love the system because they get handouts, bailouts, pumped up asset values, and other goodies seemingly for free. But of course, there is no such thing as free. Now, I've been watching the gold prices lately. They are trending down, no question about that. But I see that as another indication the gold prices, and for that matter, silver, are being manipulated. Because we're hearing about all these major gold purchases being made by China and Russia, the demand is definitely there. But gold prices are being kept down because the powers that be don't want Americans closing their savings accounts or emptying their stock portfolios and getting into precious metals as a store of wealth. But you ought to be thinking about it. You really, really ought to be thinking about it. Okay. Trump administration appears to be preparing a bill allowing the United States to circumvent World Trade Organization rules. Now, late last week, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin rejected allegations that Trump wants the U.S. to simply pull out from the World Trade Organization. But they are hammering out a bill that stipulates that Washington may actually abandon fundamental World Trade Organization rules. This is coming from the website Axios, which said it had obtained a draft of the bill. Now, if approved by Congress, the bill, which is called the United States Fair and Reciprocal Tariff Act, would provide Trump a license to raise U.S. tariffs at will without congressional consent. All right, we're going to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
There's an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and apparently the possibility that Trump may pull the United States out of the World Trade Organization is having some chaotic effects on Wall Street and primarily the Federal Reserve. because this will be a major, major change. They're fearing loss of influence, loss of profit. Speaking of panic, Deutsche Bank, which recently failed a stress test, they are in a panic mode. Their stock is near a record low. And apparently people are, in fact, pulling their money out of Deutsche Bank. Now, as you know, Deutsche Bank has been caught in recent years with all kinds of economic skullduggery. People are concerned. They're concerned that it could collapse. And it is one of the biggest banks in the world. But again, some of what they've been doing is not well regarded, as it were. Another story coming on out. This is from Blacklisted News. Why are investors pulling money out of the global stock funds at the fastest pace since the last financial crisis? The obvious answer is they think another one's on the way. And we haven't seen anything like this since the crisis of 2008. Investors are pulling their money out of global stock funds at a rate we haven't seen in 10 years. And a lot of people are thinking this is a harbinger of tough times ahead. Now, if you look at the stock market, not just today, they ended slightly in the green. But if you go back over the last month, you will see there has been a big, big problem. The plunge protection team is trying to keep it up, but the market is very much in decline right now. Over in South Korea, automaker Hyundai is saying that U.S. car tariffs could harm security ties over North Korea. Now, Hyundai Motor is basically worried that Trump wants to impose a 25% tariff on imported vehicles from South Korea. And Hyundai is saying this will hurt the security alliance between the two countries over North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Now, that's interesting when you have a car company that's out there saying tariffs on our vehicle threaten our national security, which is basically what they're saying. Now, Iran, as you know, likes to sell oil. And the United States government has been arm-twisting countries to stop buying oil from Iran. And China remains in the nuclear deal. They're going to be buying oil. They're not going to give in to U.S. demands. But Iran has come up with a different way to go. And that is they're going to sell oil to private companies to get around the U.S. sanctions. Apparently, they've worked out a little pipeline where they can get the oil from Iran to where it needs to go under private ownership, and they'll be able to keep selling their oil. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with hour three after these few words.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.